How to edit my podcast. Which software do I need? Audio editing. I know many new podcasters dread this part. Many don't even start in the first place because of it. It was the same for me. Before I started my own show in 2017, I did not know how to edit an audio file. I knew nothing about cutting or uploading an audio file. And I mean, what does tagging an audio file mean anyway? I am Regina Larco, your host at Off the Record Podcasting with Impact. Here I share my passion for audio, give new podcasters a great start to get their podcast off the ground, and give some insights into things that did not work out for Hashtag Impact, my flagship production, so you can avoid my mistakes, the mistakes I made along the way. You hear from fellow podcasters as they share what they wish they would have known before starting out too. This podcast is brought to you by Start Your Podcast, Make an Impact, my 10-chapter online course and mentorship program that gives aspiring podcasters like you a blueprint for starting their brilliant podcast that makes an impact from day one. Check out what makes this podcasting mentorship program so very special at hashtagimpact.com/courses. Let's get to today's topic, editing your podcast. Before I share my quick tricks and tips, let's go off the record for a minute and let me share one of my very, very embarrassing editing mishaps when I first started my show Hashtag Impact. So let's really keep that between us. This is, what should I say? Well, let's just say I was really confused. I was really confused where I should get started with my podcast. So this was back in like autumn 2016 or maybe spring, autumn 2016. I didn't really follow any process with my research for my podcast and with the production of my podcast. Every day I would play around with something else and trying to figure this all out on my own. Looking back, I wasted so much time because of this. Anyways, one day I decided it was time to choose a music jingle for my podcast. But at that point, I did not even know yet how to edit an audio file. And I also couldn't figure it out how to cut an audio file in GarageBand, the free editing software that I use on my Mac. I knew that I wanted a rather short jingle music, so my choices were already quite limited. And in the end, I chose a music track that I didn't even like that much. And also, I think it doesn't really fit my show. But I chose this music track simply because I did not know how to edit an audio file or how to fade that music in and out. Today, I would not be that limited anymore, of course, because I have learned how to do that, how to fade in and out music tracks. I can cut them and easily move them around. And it actually keeps amazing me how creative I can be with a limited budget, producing high quality audio content that I can now edit in a very short amount of time. So, over to you. How can you edit your podcast? I have made really great experience with the free software GarageBand that you can use on a Mac. It's my preferred audio editing tool. And there's also another free tool called Audacity. It's a free software that works for both Mac and any other computer. So I use this one as well. And both of these tools are very straightforward. And I am 1000% convinced that if I manage to learn how to use them, then so can you. You know, some things it's just impossible to be taught over audio, and how to edit an audio file is one of these things. I love audio, but for this one, of course, it is more impactful to work through an actual video tutorial. So I included video tutorials how to edit an audio file with the free software like GarageBand and Audacity in my podcasting online course. So you can always check that out at hashtagimpact.com/courses if you look for like a step-by-step instruction on editing, tagging your audio file, and you know how to get it in great shape and published across all kind of podcast apps and players that are out there. But of course, I do want to give you some actionable tips here today that you can implement right away. And a question I get from a lot of new podcasters when it comes to editing their audio file is if they should include a jingle music or music in general on their show. And, you know, I just shared my little embarrassing secret about the hashtag impact jingle music. By the way, I never changed it. I am sticking to that tune and that track I chose all the way back because I feel now it's kind of like part of my brand and I see it kind of like as a running gag for myself, yeah, that I have this really awful music for hashtag. Well, anyway, for the time being, I'm not going to change it. Maybe I'm going to change it at some point. So, jingle music, yes or no, how to choose. So here are some of my quick tips to get you started. And of course, I mean, keep in mind, it depends on your show. It is not compulsory to include any music at all. It's really up for you to decide. There are a lot of great shows out there that don't use any music at all. So, you know, if you want to use music, then you can follow these three steps. First, very important, don't get in any legal trouble. Choose royalty-free music. So royalty-free music refers to a type of music licensing that allows the purchaser to pay for the music license, like you, the podcaster, only once. So you pay only once to use the music for as long as desired. So for example, you purchase a royalty-free music jingle license through a platform like, for example, pond5.com, and you only pay once, a one-time fee, but now you're allowed to use it as often as you like, and you don't need to pay royalties or license fees for each use. So keep that in mind. Don't just use any kind of music you find great online and use that. Don't do that. Second, choose a track that fits the vibe of your show. You know, is it a high energy show with a bubbly host? Then, you know, choose some high energy power music. Do you want your show to be relaxing, smooth? Maybe, you know, maybe some acoustic guitar riffs would work better. You should personally also, you know, enjoy the melody. It should fit your show and your target group. So give it some time until you choose, you know, don't make my mistake. Because this will be something that makes your show memorable, very recognizable, and you don't want to change the music for every episode. It should stay the same, ideally forever. Thirdly, you can also get inspired by other podcasts. So listen to other shows and how they do it. Pay attention to how they use their music on their show and see if you can maybe implement some of the things that they do for your own show as well. So now let's hear it from fellow podcaster Sonali Figueras. Together with Sonali, I have actually created the live audio series, a zero waste live podcast. We record and air it live on Facebook, and then we put it out there for the listeners as a podcast to enjoy as well. That was very, very well received. So hear what she wishes she would have known before starting out. Here's Sonali.
Before Regina and I started the Zero Waste Journey podcast, I think I underestimated how much work goes into putting together a podcast. One, I was a little naive about the work in terms of getting the right mix of guests and making sure they're available and organizing all of that. It's definitely a lot of work and curation. I also think editing is so important. And I don't think that I understood how important editing is, because when you just listen to a podcast, you kind of just think, oh, these two people are having a conversation and it sounds so straightforward. And you think, oh, I'll just record a conversation. But just like with video, with audio, there's a really big importance to editing it properly and making it flow in such a way that it's impactful and memorable.
Thank you so much for sharing this, Sonali. Yes, you are so right. There is a lot that goes into audio editing. And there is a lot that you can do even before you hit record. Like the way you prepare your script, the way you brief your guests, the way you curate the story. And this will actually help you save tons of time when you look at the editing part. And that's why I also put together a whole special training around that for my students on how to be a great host over at my online course, Start Your Podcast, Make an Impact. I know how hard it is to figure everything out on your own. And I know that if it wasn't for me, like being really stubborn in the first place and so determined to get my hashtag impact podcast started a few years ago, I think I would have not made it. That's what I hope I can, you know, what I can share with you here and what I can bring you here with this show and also with the free podcasting resources that you can find at hashtagimpact.com/off the record to make this whole podcasting experience less hard and so much more enjoyable and impactful for you, because now you have a guide and a process that you can follow. If you are ready to hit publish on your first podcast, but you're just not quite sure if you should really dare to do it, then you will love the episode I have prepared for you on how to promote my podcast, where I share my tips on getting you ready, getting you out there, and getting your first 100 subscribers, as well as keeping the momentum with your new show. As always, feel free to connect with me at regina@hashtagimpact.com and let me know how I could support you better to make your podcast dream come true as well. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll talk to you very soon. Bye!